1, Juliet Echo here. How you doing?
Juliet Echo.
Boy, you know, my old mind's just not picking up on that one. Well, I'm doing okay. Just headed down to Rose to get another motion light. My other one on the chicken coop shot craps on me.
Coop. Oh, by the way, the name here is Scott, W-1-J-E. It's been a couple years since I've been on the radio. Finally got the antenna fixed on the roof, so I'm on it for my 15 minutes of fame in the morning and in the evening, but today I have the day off. That's why I'm on it on an unusual time.
Oh, good to hear you, Scott. Even though you are a Harley rider, of course.
Yes, I am, but I don't ride it. I haven't sold it yet, but I haven't ridden it. Probably, this will be my third season, I think, if I keep it and not ride it.
Well, that's not good for it, but it's sure good for you. I'll tell you what, with the population growth down here and the way it is, when I worked at a hospital for a year as a technician, we call those murder cycles, and especially if they didn't wear helmets, Scott.
Understand that. They had the no helmet law in California, and then one of the politicians got the bill pushed through that you had to have a helmet. Amazingly, he had a 22% stake in the bill helmet industry out in California, so he made his millions off of that. Anyway, what ended up happening was is that, yes, people were surviving, but the problem was now they have neck and back and injuries, and they're in the hospital, and it's actually costing the state more money because of more people being alive without insurance when in a vegetative state.
That's like saying that you're better off to smoke because a lot of people didn't die from it. Well, I still think it's better that that they're alive. But you never know. There are things out there that's worse than death, Scott. I've seen it. And so have you, because I know you're an old veteran, too. And saw some pretty horrible things back in our time. Well, I love motorcycles. I'm a hypocrite. I'd love to have one, but I'm too old, and I don't, if it started to fall over just sitting there, I couldn't handle it. Scott, I'm not able anymore. I'm 72. But at any rate, next to flying, I believe riding a motorcycle is about the best thing in the world, and I rode one for many, many years.
I rode one for 2 years straight when I was younger, but that was in a different state. The weather wasn't as extreme. But I just, you know, people don't see motorcycles in at night, especially at night. I do not like being on a motorcycle at night. People want to make that left turn, and they see two headlights, and your one headlight just happens to blend in with one on the left or the right just a little bit, and they don't see the motorcycle, and bam, they'll pull in front of you. And so that's why, and it used to bother me when people tailgate me at night, and I realized, wait a minute, they're going to wait for the car, so I'll just stay in front of them. So that stopped bothering me, but still, when I'm riding by myself, I do not like it, and so hence not riding a motorcycle.
Well, that's a good theory. I'll tell you, I saw one the other day, one of the newer ones, and they got some really elaborate taillights on them now, and they do show up pretty good, but that, like you say, that wouldn't help you from the front. But I had that 750 Suzuki of mine, and I put quartz lights down on the guardrails on the front of it, and I'd flick them on and off if I had any doubt. But this one that I saw the other day, it had a light that, as he braked, it progressively oscillated faster. And so if it was a real fast stop, it'd oscillate fast. It really showed up nicely. They had that way back when I was younger, but they outlawed it because it was a flashing red light. And then they had a headlight that would go from high to low intensity. And wasn't off and on, it was just high to low, so it didn't ruin your headlight. And I don't think that went over. But A light that does that is much more visible than a steady one.
Remember the flashing headlight? They call it the Firefly. I saw it on a motorcycle. Wow, that's great, but people aren't going to like it because it was really distracting, and that's what it was. They turned around and outlawed it because it was too distracting. So, but you saw the motorcycle. There was no doubt about that. But, you know, it's the way it goes. You know, you just, people don't pay attention. When I first got out here and got my motorcycle, there weren't that many people, and I was a lot younger then. Oh, golly, that's got to be 10 years ago now, easy. And, now, maybe if I get it set up, I might take it out on a Saturday afternoon with a group of people, because you see a group of motorcycles much easier than you see one. Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo for ID.
N0TR, yeah, and I heard of one just this last, maybe 6 months ago, and a car or pickup truck, did exactly what you're talking about, and he turned into a group of motorcyclists and got several of them. So, it's just, you just don't have any protection out there. I do, by the way, like Bell helmets. They were Snell approved, and that was better than DOT approved. I always used a Bell helmet, even back when I was riding motor scooters, and that's been a while back, when I was about 14.
Helmet that I have now, it's one that has a jaw that opens up in front, and the visor goes up, and then you have the option to pull the jaw out, so it makes it more open face, which is nice when it's really hot. And I didn't think that would be very secure until I put one on and felt it, and I go, I liked it. I really did like the way it fit, the way it held on, and everything else like that. So that still sits in a bag, in a box, on a shelf, and who knows, maybe this year I'll get the bike out, get it fired up, and drive it on a nice day like this in the summertime, when I get the opportunity, if and when I get the opportunity.
Well, I think that's a great idea if you can stay off of the main drags and I-85 and such. I got to pull in here at Tractor Supply and go get some chicken feed, but just be careful out there. Like I say, I love them, and I rode them thousands and thousands of miles, but I wasn't down here for just the reasons you say, and that's a shame. But you know what? Kansas was a little flatter, hi, and not quite the population up there, Scott. So I had a definite advantage, but I did see one of my buddies go down and get hurt severely. And it's a wonder it wasn't me, because I was a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when it comes to riding motorcycles. It changed my whole personality.
Remember my younger days when I had a Kawasaki 1000. I was bulletproof on that. I got really lucky. Although I did ride smart, and I did lay it over, going a little too fast one time. But no, I got lucky with it. But anyway, I just pulled into my driveway. I bought myself some lunch, and I'm going to go in and eat it. And I'll be at the gun show this weekend. You know, maybe it might be a plug. Anyway, you have a good day. Enjoy your chickens, and I'll be clear on your final. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Well, you know, I just got a feeling that if I went to the gun show this weekend, I'd either get the flu or my wife would divorce me. And I'm not going to say why. Have a good time down there. I got a notice that there was a gun show this weekend, but I don't really need anything, Scott. But it's nice just to go for the camaraderie. And good to hear you, buddy. And talk to you later. I'm at Director Supply, W1JE and 0TR.